Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, what's up? A little late today. I know it's 2 minutes past the hour. That's right, a little, another technical difficulties here. But, you know, hold on just a second. I know I might not be streaming here. A little, boom, 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 and here he goes again. There. Now, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniendi Show on blocktalkradio.com. It is, Wednesday. Wednesday the 18th in November. That's right, is it November? Yeah. Christmas just right around the corner. Oh my goodness, you got your list done yet? Do you have your list all made up yet for Santa Claus to take a look? Have you been good? How or have you been naughty? I don't know. Now, this is not a Christmas show or anything like that, but later on, I think I'm gonna go ahead and play some of it, like in the background. I'm not going to really play it out loud. I'm just going to, you know, give you a little tease on, you know, a Christmas song or a Christmas tune. Mainly, we're going to be talking about here is news. There are news and current events and also sports and stuff. You know, just a bunch of stuff. It's a Ignite Cockfest. Hopefully, the panel calls in a little bit here. We'll wait for them. It's also, you know, again, the news and sports. We're going to play a little music later on. Later on, something that you are probably familiar with. And we'll talk about the this website, Novus. Bloggers.com. It's NOVICEBLOGGERS.com. And also they're running, that's what they extended the the contest. Well, it's, all right. Here's what it's in. The contest is actually, you know, you post to Twitter or you befriend them on Facebook, you follow them on Twitter, and those contains consist of points. Like, if you post, like, in your blog post, it consists of, like, what, 5 points, I believe? Yeah. And then the points accumulate, and whoever gets the highest points, win the Google Wave invite, or the new version, or cut. You know, I don't need a cut. I want the Google Wave invite. You know, so I posted the things what I could, and hopefully to kind of help them out to get more, you know, words and hits on their website. So, and later on, you know, later on in the show, we're going to be talking about what's so good about Google Wave. You know, I posted on Facebook on, the blog post that they did. And some of the friends, you know, kind of, reply and say, what do you, you know, what's that? Or something like, you know, why do you need Google Wave? I'm going to explain that to the listener. What is actually Google Wave? You know, just like Google Voice, but, you know, this tonight's show is not about Google Voice, it's Google Wave. But if you don't understand what I'm talking about, if you understand what Google Voice is, it's one of the tools really cool tools. And I'll explain that a little bit more. And, yeah, we'll talk about that. Huh. And we'll read some of the, again, the novusbloggers.com. We'll talk about who's actually behind that and who's running the contest, and what can you do to maybe get into that. It's too late now to get into that, I believe, but you know, never know, because they extended it till tomorrow night, so you can just go there, go to novusbloggers.com and read more info in there. Call in 347-884-8125. I'm going to have the chat room ready in a little bit here as soon as I can get them up and running. Little technical difficulties here again, you know. restart my computer now. I don't want to restart my computer now. Why are you asking me to restart my computer during the show? I can't do that. You know I can't do that. That's right. The chat room should be up and running, so you can go ahead and go ahead in the chat room if you want and grab a cup of tea, chat with me, or hang out. Just grab a cup of coffee or something like that. Just listen to me. Call in if you want. 347-884-8125. Not gonna force you. Just got done watching the UFC. Actually, the Ultimate Fighter. I think this is season 10 or what? I don't know. Don't care really. But yeah, it's getting to the finals, and I don't know about you if you care or not. But that's kind of things I recently been doing is following the UFC. Didn't really care much, back in the day. You know, I was like, just another one of those things. But actually, the fight is a real fight, man. You know, that's a real fight. They fight, then, like 15 guys, they go in there, and, they assign to be, they get picked on a different team. I believe this season it's like Team Rashad Evans and Team Rampage, which, Rampage Jackson. Yeah, there you go. Rampage Jackson. That's it. But again, that's another, you're going to see, like, maybe Rampage and Rashad's probably going to be fighting the end of the season, It's always like that. It's always a promotion and stuff like that. And whoever wins, become the Ultimate Fighter, wins the contract with the UFC. So, that was a big hype on Kimbo. First of the season, it was Kimbo Slice, the street brawler. Infamous street brawler that you find him on YouTube. He's just got all boxing, all that street boxing. He fights a lot of people in there, but apparently he's not the Ultimate Fighter. He can fight, but he's not the Ultimate Fighter, because apparently an Ultimate Fighter, you can have to ground and also box, if you're, or a stand-up, like when you kick and swing and punch and the ground, it's like grappling and jiu-jitsu and all that stuff. But enough about UFC, but I just want to throw that thing in there. Enough about UFC. Let's move on to the news, shall we? Because I'm itching to talk about some of these things over here. But we're going to be talking about news. And there you go. Thank you. A little late, but that's fine. Little news in there. Don't blame the fast food. Actually, this is what the news is saying. Reading on a newspaper today, and also I saw that on some of the news. I won't mention the websites or anything like that, but actually they found a 3,500-year-old mummies. And the researchers have found actually signs of heart disease in the mummy. Mummified heart disease. Yummy. But so they're saying that don't blame fast food. I mean, who blame fast food? I mean, I don't blame fast food for cardiovascular diseases going around the world today. I blame the people. That's right, the people. We blame them. Yeah, that's right. Call in again, 347-884-8125. And I hate that when people go in the chat room. All right, now. Where was I? Yeah, they found that, and they did actually several CT scans and type of X-rays. On actually, they have a lot. They're like maybe 20 something mummies. They were actually kept in the Egyptian National Museum and antiquities in Cairo. So they found that 60 mummies had blood vessel tissue to analyze, and I don't know how they can be able to tell that. It's mummified. It's frozen. I don't know. And they're saying that because, there we go, here it is. It's because of those mummified, it's actually lifestyles when and they had that heart disease because of basically back then and today rich people ate meat. I mean, well, wait a minute. No, not well today. Even in poor people eat meat. So we eat. McDonald's has meat in there, and I'm not saying you go vegetarian, but I'm just saying that's the kind of lifestyle they had, and they did salt meat back then. High blood pressure is, you know, that's their speculations, and who knows? Who knows? Could be linked to, you know, they might find something in there that could reveal something that would slow down the cardiovascular diseases killing people, or all over the world actually. and the oldest, they say, reports that the oldest mummies with heart disease signs was Lady Rye. Is that what you say? Rye or Rye? I don't know. Actually, the Lady Rye is a nursemaid to Queen Amosi Nefertari, who died around 1530 BC, and that was 200 years before King Tutankhamun. They found a lot of that. They found heart disease, mummified mummies, is actually because of their lifestyle. Yes, that means they had fat, salt, sugar, you name it. It's an everyday thing for us today. That's right. That is why. So the, you know, scientists don't want you to blame fast food, but I would just blame the individuals. What do you think? If you disagree with me, 347-884-8125, so I can slap you around. I guess that's silly. Move on. Got to move on. Well, what else are we singing here? Why is it always playing? I was saying, I don't want that. Don't want that. Don't want that. On this day, version, on this day, is actually, are you ready for this? Are you guys ready for this on this day? Because if you're not, that's perfectly fine to me. On this day, you know, when I do on this day, I like to have a things in the background, but I can't pull it up. That's just boom, 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 boom. Oh, all right. That's it. I don't have any background music. Maybe it's yeah, whatever. Yeah. We'll go without background. There you go. On this day, actually, on I'm speechless. 1883, actually, on this date, November 18th, 1883, the United States and Canada adopted a system of standard time zones. Write this down, man. You're learning something. This is on this date in history. On this day, or on this date in history, 1886, Chester A. Arthur, the 21st president of the United States, died in New York at age 56. On this date, November 18, 1899, conductor Eugene Ormandy was born in Budapest, Hungary. Write that down, kids. Write it down. There's plenty more coming. Plenty more coming. On this day in 1928, actually the first successful sound-synchronized animated cartoon, Walt Disney, Steamboat Willie. That's the title of it. Steamboat Willie. Way to name the cartoon, Steamboat Willie. Sounds like a porn name. Steamboat Willie. Starring Mickey Mouse, of course, premiered in New York. That was the first successful sound-synchronized animated cartoon. In 1936, Germany and Italy recognized the Spanish government of Francisco Franco. Francisco. Francisco. That's fun to say. Francisco. Write those down, kids. Write it down. Check some over here real quick, and we'll continue on. On this day, actually 1966, on this date, U.S. Roman Catholic bishops did away with the rule against eating meat on Fridays. That is right, 1966, on this date, U.S. Roman Catholic bishops did away with the rule against eating meat on Fridays. I'm a little off in here. Tragic on this date. 1978, more than 900 people died in Jonestown, Guyana, after People's Temple cult leader Jim Jones urged him to kill himself by drinking cyanide-laced grape punch. Jones died of the bullet wounds to the head. Whether it was a self-inflicted is unknown. So 1978, 900 people died because the cult leader Jim Jones urged him to kill himself by drinking cyanide-laced grape punch. That is awful. All right. Boy, 1988, on this day, President Ronald Reagan signed legislation creating a cabinet-level drug czar and providing the death penalty for drug traffickers who kill. That is, my friend. We continue on to 2008. On this day, Big Three automakers pleaded with Congress for a $25 billion lifeline, warning of a national economic catastrophe should they collapse. Big Three automakers, 2008, they pleaded with Congress for a $25 billion lifeline. That's a lot. On this day, we'll continue on to the birthdays. You might not know this, people. If you have birthdays, I mean, somebody listening out there has a birthday, and I don't know. Give me a call back. Tell me it's my birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my Facebook friends and MySpace friends, because you are only the friends I ever have. No, I'm just kidding. Got you there for a moment. No, anyway, Kevin Nealon, actually, the dude turns 56 old today. Ooh, where all the time go? Me, he's old. That's right. I'm going to mention some of this. Maybe you know. There's a lot of moon. Warren Moon. Warren Moon, Football Hall of Famer, actually turned 53 today. 53. Kim Wilde, rock singer. You all know who she is, probably. She turns, 49 today. Also, Kirk Hammett, a rock, I'm assuming from Metallica, turned 47 today. Owen Wilson. Yes, Owen Wilson, 41. He turns 41. And Duncan Sheiks. Woo, the rock singer Duncan Sheiks turned 40 today. Mike Epps, 39. Jason Williams. Basketball player Jason Williams, 34. That's right. Mike Jones actually turned 29 today. And that's, my friend, is the, on this day, birthdays. And let me go to the phone line real quick and I get Don in here. And hey, Don, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you've been listening? What do you call that? They said researchers found actually mummified mummies' bodies, or whatever you want to call that, actually had heart disease. So they don't want you, blaming on fast food right away. Because heart disease back in the day actually do exist, or did exist. What do you say to that, huh? What do you say to that? That means, would that be an excuse for us to just, indulge in fast food, or
no,
say, hey, it's not fast food anyway. That's what I said earlier. Who blames the fast food? I don't blame fast food. I blame individuals, because fast food, actually McDonald's and Burger King, they give you the options to eat healthy, whether, if you want to order salads, chicken, water,
right.
Something like that. But what do you say to this to the researchers?
I think, there's nothing new under the sun. And, if you go ahead and you eat, a high level of fat, if the quality of the meat at the fast foods is, 25% even fat, when you get the ground beef at the grocery store, there's, 75% lean and, 25% fat. That's going to get to you after a while. And same thing, like in the old days, like the kings and stuff like that, they used to like to eat a lot of meat and they wanted to eat the fat of the meat. You know, God said in the Bible that he wanted the fat to be burned to him as a burnt offering, I think. I'm not sure if that was a burnt offering. But there's a reason for that, because he wanted to protect us. I mean, we can eat it nowadays because we don't have to follow the law as following about what to eat, what not to eat.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's guidelines in that God knew that, I believe that God knew that the fat was bad for people, so he said he just wanted it burned onto him. So you should, like, it's not necessarily, that's the issue, is the fat content.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're still going to kill you, I mean, the fat, you know, today. And then also the report says the mummified mummies actually that was found, it was actually, you know, what do you call it? It was the, lived in a palace, which mean like, you know, they ate king's, you know, food, with high in fat and salted meat, sugar, you know, stuff like that. Just like we eat now. I mean, to this day, today when we have, whether you're poor or, you know, rich or poor, you have access to food, or any kind of food.
Yeah.
You know, meat, sugar. Oh my goodness, that's endless. So that's why, you know, what do you call it? Heart disease, actually cardiovascular disease, is the number one killer in America.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What do you think people should do?
I think they should choose wisely.
It's getting late. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I kept you up.
But yeah, I think people should choose wisely of what they eat, just because they have to. You know what I mean? Daniel, the Bible had the option of you know, they wanted him to eat the king's food, but he asked to just eat like vegetables. Now, I'm not saying you have to be like vegetarian, because being a vegetarian, you also have to be careful to get the B vitamins, because a lot of, you know, red meat has B vitamin, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not having red meat in your, you know, your food, your menu, you gotta be careful with that. So what I'm saying is that whether you're rich or poor, you need a. I mean, if you're like poor, you know, if you're gonna eat meat, get a piece of like steak. I mean, sometimes steaks, like a really big steak, is like, you know, 3 or 4.
I want big steak.
Use that, you know, put that, and don't like have that big steak for yourself. Cut that up, put a lot of vegetable, make a stir fry with rice, you know. So make the meat stretch. Mm. So that's
like
what poor
steak.
Person, you know. So like, I mean, anybody could do that, whether you're rich or poor. So
right,
I mean,
that's
if you have more money, maybe you could put more steak. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But,
and also, I mean, diet, I mean, it, like, you know, moderation, you know, sensible eating with vegetables and fruits and vegetables in there. Make sure you're getting enough B vitamins, balance diet, exercise, and also, you know, supply yourself with stuff like flaxseed oil, omega fatty acids, omega-3, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
okay.
You should be able to do fine. You should be able to do fine.
Yep, yep. Can I make a comment?
Go ahead, make a comment.
If you're looking for that omega-3 fatty fish oils or B vitamins, you can get that at shopinsuperhighway.com. The B vitamin complex is in an isotonic form. And fatty fish oils are farm-raised, the fish are, so and they're very highly quality. You know, there's a high quality in that.
So all right, well,
shopinsuperhighway.com.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. What?
Shopinsuperhighway.com.
All right, it's 27 minutes into the hour. What I'm going to do is take a break, and I'm going to play some music. You're going to have to listen to this, because this is good. This is good. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some news again. I mean, there's a police carrier. Actually, the mayor carrier found drunk eating people's noodles or something. A cop found a mail carrier drunk in sitting in on the floor eating noodles. Also, a couple arrested after reporting stolen marijuana. How stupid can you be there?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, this is Fernando and Fernando Poniente show, and there is no noodles and no marijuana here. So we'll be back. And while you waiting, let's listen to Liz Toussaint. This is called Put Him Down. Liz Toussaint, that was actually the Fernando Poniente show about a week ago. Yeah. To be exact, about a week ago, Wednesday when she called in. Liz Toussaint was here. This is Put Him Down, Chicago native country soul singer. You can find her on YouTube. Yeah, she's on YouTube, and this is also on MySpace, Sonic Bids, and also Facebook. So you can also befriend or friend with her on Facebook fan page, and what do you call that? Join her group. I am just mumbling over here. So here we go. Let's just put him down.
He lies. He put that circle on your eyes. She calls me. She's crying. I asked her why she stays, but she justifies. I don't want to see my girlfriend cry. I don't want to see her fight. I don't know why she won't put him down. She's such an educated girl. Got no business in her world. Can't be why she won't put him down. We can leave right now.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring him out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of The Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that...
Welcome to the Fernando Poniente Show on BTR. This show will blow your mind. Hosted by the man himself, Fernando Poniente.
Great honor here. It's 35 minutes into the hour. We have 25 minutes left. Ooh, man, that's such a nice break to come back over here. We still have some time. 347-884-8125. We still have some time going to the blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. That's me. That's right. You call me. And let's get back to the phone real quick here. We'll have pick up Don. Hey, Don, you falling asleep yet?
No,
that's
tired,
good.
Though.
It's getting tired. Well, it's almost over. I mean, you can always fall asleep. Anyway, let's get back to business over here. Let's get back to business. All right, a couple arrested after reporting stolen weed. This happens in Kansas, where Dorothy lives. We're not in Kansas anymore! The couple reported, actually, the cops, the robbers, after they came to the house and stole their marijuana. They said they called them, and they told there was actually five armed men came to their, through their apartment and took their marijuana. And the police, the cops said, saying that the suspect accidentally fired his gun, one of them actually, and spooked the other suspect. So they ran from the apartment, to their car, and actually dropping, the whole marijuana along the way. Police found more stuff, green stuff inside the apartment. The couple actually were booked on suspicion of various drug charges, not just that, so including selling, and stuff like that. So, how stupid can you be? I mean, I don't know, where's this level, are they the number one dumbest criminal in the world now because of that? I mean, they're probably stoned when they realize that someone stole the marijuana. Real quick, I mean, if you were selling drugs, hypothetically, you're selling stuff and, someone stole it, would you stupid enough to report it?
The key word is stupid.
Right, right. Yeah.
But, I mean, because, like, if you were thinking it as a business person, you would be like, well,
right.
that's an investment, and you got to take risk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hypothetical.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's got to be something. Well, I don't maybe they didn't mean to. Maybe they didn't, like, just, oh, I didn't mean to, like, call the cops or something. Maybe they didn't mean it. Maybe they just, you know, they're probably stoned. So, yeah, I think I'll put this number one. Let's move the level here. Number one, okay, there you go. Stupidest, whatever. Low breaker in the world. Another one here. Actually, cops found a mail carrier found drunk sitting in the living room. Well, not a living room, but in the kitchen floor eating noodles. This happened here, and I think Iowa or something like that. They're actually the postal authorities are investigating the case. It was quote unquote. Allegedly found drunk inside a residence while on the job. So, okay. Police said a postal worker and was charged with public intoxication after she was found sitting on the kitchen floor of a 95-year-old man's house. Eating leftover noodles, actually, from the refrigerator. So, the police said the woman's apparently entered the homes through an unlocked front door. So, lock your doors! And said, he said she was in uniform and had mail and mail carrying bag with her.
So, it was a lady.
Okay, what say you? What do you, well, I don't even know what's, what's your take on that? I don't know what to start on that.
Maybe, so it was a lady?
Yeah.
So maybe she was, like, diabetic or so, and she was just so...
But she was intoxicated at the same time. I don't think that's going to fly.
She was probably just so hungry, that she didn't think straight.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it'll just, suddenly they just, like, you know, just accidentally just, the bottle of, you know, vodka just fell in her mouth and accidentally, you know, just kind of swallowed it, and that's what happened. I don't think that's going
to
fly.
Good idea to go in the guy's house. Maybe she knew him. I don't think she knew him, though.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't,
like
I don't think so.
Sounds like a 95-year-old man, right?
What's that?
The house
of a 95-year-old man. Yeah, Kisorin. I don't know what neighborhood you guys, you know, listeners live, but, you know, whether you live in a good neighborhood, bad neighborhood, lock your door.
Yeah.
You know, lock it. Windows, doors, lock them up. All right. So we're going to jump in here, and we're going to be closing out. We got about 15 minutes left. To the show, so it'll be, we're going to be talking about this, Google Wave. I hear some kids in the background, really close, so here we go, Google Wave. Are you familiar with Google Wave? People says, what is Google Wave? People ask, what is that? You know, I don't even know what YouTube is, let alone Google Wave. People will just say, because originally I participated in a contest to earn a Google Wave invite. If you post this on your blog, you know, you Twitter them, you add them on your Twitter, and you join their Facebook group and all that stuff, and you earn points, and this consists of points, and, you know, and they add up, they're supposed to add up all the points tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, and looks like from the guy Senthil, I believe, it's from his comments, I believe, he says I have the most points.
Cool.
So yeah. Well, thank you. But see, they're actually this. I don't know. There's some problem. They couldn't really get all the points accounted for. So they postponed it, and they're going to release the, you know, are they going to tell, you know, the winner is, you know, they're going to tomorrow actually when they're blocked. So who knows? Maybe there's some guy out there that got more points than I do, but I can use Google Wave, you know.
What is that?
It's actually Google Wave is an online tool for real-time communication and collaborations. A wave that can be both conversation and document. Your kids are a little feisty right now, so I'm going to have to put you in little mode. Hold on just a second here. We'll be back for Dawn in a minute, and hold on a second. All right, we are back. So we're going to be talking about Google Wave, I believe. Yeah, it is. So she asked, what is Google Wave? Yeah, it's a real-time communication and online tool. Oh, so it can be both. I'm just reading this from a Google Wave preview. You can go to wave.google.com, help, whatever. They should be able to tell you right there what it is. Actually, conversation and document where people can discuss and work together using richly formatted text, photos, videos, maps, and more. There's actually little videos in there too. They can tell you what it is. It's an equal parts conversation and document. So, and it's also be able to shared. So any participant can reply anywhere in the message. They can also edit content and add participants on any point in the process. Then playback. Let anyone rewind the wave. See who said what and when. Yada yada yada. And all that. A wave is live. With live transmissions, you type, participant of a wave can have faster conversations, see edits, and interact with extensions in real life. I'm going through it. When you use Google Wave, there's a tons of ways to use Google Wave. There are just a few examples here. If you go into their website, you can keep copy of ideas, such as the internet menu, RSVP, blah, blah, blah. You know, using many different tools, gadgets, add weather, maps, more to the event. So it's just like little compact thing, tools that you can use pretty much for everything. You can have meeting notes, you have brainstorming, you can, you know, if you're a developer, you can expand stuff like that, you know, photo sharings, you can share group projects, organizing events. I mean, we'd be all night if I talked about that. So, I mean, hopefully you get an idea on what is Google Wave all about. So, Dawn, you listening there?
I am trying to listen.
Okay.
Yes.
So, they also have interactive games. You know, you can play Sudoku with your friends online. I mean, real time. You know, Sudoku with them and all that kind of stuff. By adding, you can actually add extensions to the Google Wave, and pretty much you can use for your business, personal groups. It's real cool. See, the only thing is limited. You know, this is not for everybody. So they sent out like 100,000 invites, and I kind of missed that. So I've been looking for one ever since. And then all of a sudden I got a Google alert and saying that, hey, you know, they're talking about Google Waves here. And actually there was a people blogged on, if you go to Novus, bloggers.com, you should be able to see that. It's in there. As a matter of fact, I'm going there right now. Hold on a second here. You can also follow them on Twitter. You can go to twitter.com, / Novus bloggers with the S. And hopefully they'll do an additional contest for, I mistyped that. I typed in bloogers. Here we go. Bear with me. Let's see what they're saying in there on the blog. Hopefully, I guess, you know, let me a little explain the Google Wave to you guys. You know, again, you can go to wave.google.com, and you know, there's a helpline. They just click help, and it should be able to tell you what it's about. I mean, I have no time to explaining and all that stuff in here. Actually, it says if you go to novicebloggers.com, it says grab Google Wave and our cut invites, an exciting contest, you know. Exciting content, okay, because there's so much, they said so much buzz about Google new products, Google Wave and Orkut's newer version, but what's up with it? Is it good? Wish to experiment? And here's the good chance for it. You can win a Google Wave invites and Orkut's newer version invites by winning a contest. So what you must do, number one, subscribe to our RSS feed, which consists of, you know, the, you can Feed Burner, Feed Demon, my blog lines, yada yada yada, and all that stuff. You can also subscribe to Feed by email, which you can enter your email there. Send you blog posts to your email. Voila. You can all number three is bookmark. This actually consists of I think one point each. Feed by mail is 5 points. RSS feeds 5 points, etc. etc. You can follow them on Twitter, 2 points each. Become fan of Facebook and join a group, 1 point each. If you're a blogger, you can write a post of a contest about 10 points. So that's 10 points. Tweet about the article, that's 2 points. if you go down, boom, boom, boom. Article is by Senthil Ramesh. Senthil Ramesh is from India. And I tweeted everything, and actually my thing is on the... All right, so Senthil Ramesh said, it's 20 hours ago, that was last, 20 hours ago, it says, in reply to me, it says, great, dude, you contributed most as far now as you have the most chance to. So let's see if someone beats you within tonight. Cheers. Also, you can promote about this in forums, and you'll get a point for each thread you promote. Thanks for the excellent support. And I reply, sweet. Also, I don't know if you're going to be able to call in my show. You can call in using Skype or through your computer. Link will be provided. Just go to Blog Talk Radio, yada, yada, yada. Starts at 11 p.m. Customer Central Standard Time, U.S., Illinois. There are actually people copying me doing that. Look at that. And it says 20. The guy says, oh, reposted, new inspired by Great Inferno, modified status on Studio Plurk. You are. Email secretion and identica. Copycatters! Yeah, they should be disqualified. So, with that being said, hopefully I won the Google invite. And I plead, Senthil Ramesh, let Great Inferno Fernando Poniente win this Google invite, because I have a lot of kids to feed. And Google Wave is just another tasty meat for us. All right, so I did talk about it on my radio show. Hopefully I get 50 points on this. And, 10 points or whatnot, and that's it. And I promise you guys, I kind of mentioned it. I didn't promise to you guys. About little hint of the Christmas, huh? Little hint of the Christmas here. I'll give you a little taste of the Christmas. And maybe you can, as I talk over this, maybe you can recognize the Christmas jingle thing in the background. And as we're talking about that, and you can go to novicebloggers.com to find in, to join the contest. I mean, they're doing a lot of bloggers' resources and internet web design, other stuff. They can teach you about tutorials, SEO, search engine optimization, and all that stuff. Good stuff on novicebloggers.com. Thank you very much for you guys. And thanks, Don, for stopping by. I'll give you the last word. Okay, you fell asleep, didn't you, Don? All right, so she fell asleep. That's it. Everyone just falling asleep around me. That is a shame. I said we're going to do sports, but hey, I can't do the sports when there's no sports guy. That's right. Let it be known to the sports guy. Hopefully, my sports guy will be here and do the sports for you. Sorry to disappoint you, but... If you want to see sports, you can go to shoppingsuperhighway.com. There's a sports section there. and you can do some good old sports and do a little shopping for cashback, doesn't it, Don? He's still sleeping. All right. So, yeah, we'll do that. Shutting up the chat room. Goodbye, people. This is Fernando Poniente on the Fernando Poniente Show.
Merry
the Fernando Poniente Show. It's what was that?
Merry Christmas. Shopping.
Oh. You're cutting in and out. Cutting in and out. Bungee jumping or something, like, because you're cutting in and out. What did you say?
I said Merry Christmas, shoppingsuperhighway.com.
Oh,
shoppingsuperhighway.com for Christmas
right,
shopping.
I said that.
Oh, okay.
So you recognized the jingle in the background?
Silent Night, sounds like.
Really?
I didn't know. What is
Let's
it?
Let's play it again. Here we go, a little louder this time. Oh, you're right. Look at that. Silent Night. Today would be the day that I played a Christmas song. And, hey, hopefully next time I'll be able to get some more Christmas songs for you, be able to play it here at blogtalkradio.com. If you do have your own songs or CDs or anything, it doesn't have to be Christmas, hey, get a hold of me, okay? Go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show, or you can email me. And F as in Frank, Poniente @gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in Fernando Poniente to be able to find me. Or you can Google me. Man, I'm all over the web. That is me. Once again, thank you again for allowing me to bug you all night. And thank you guys again for participating. And again, thanks for NoGetsBloggers.com. For that invite that I think I'm gonna get. If I don't, I'm gonna be really, really mad and upset, and I'm gonna just sit in a corner and pout the whole day. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay, that's it. This is Fernando Poniente. I am signing out.